everyone, it's me, SpongeBob. I love you. And do I have an ad for you? Yes, I do. Here it is.
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Thank you for listening to that message. As you will, my friends. Bye!
We Fix Space Junk Series 3 by Beth Crane. Episode 2, A Matter of Gravity.
Explain it to me again.
So, you're in this house and you're one of a group of guests.
Yeah, right.
And the host has been murdered.
And you haven't called the authorities?
No. Before you can call the authorities, you have to find out who did it. And where. And how.
That seems irresponsible. So it's a forensics game?
Not exactly.
Wouldn't it just be the same every time?
It's kind of randomised through cards.
And you win by not being caught.
No, you win by finding out who did it.
But surely you'd want to stop other people from finding out if you're the murderer. And wouldn't you know that you did it at the start?
You kind of can't remember, I think.
Then how do you know you definitely did it?
It's just a game.
Hello, valued employees. Here are the details for your next exciting mission. You will be repairing a unbalanced vending machine in or at the Recreational Center 9B, Planet Apollo. We hope you enjoy your mission. Additional notes? Atmosphere breathable but dense. Message ends.
Do they really need us to go all that way to fix a vending machine?
Well, they did send us halfway across the galaxy to replace a single washer once.
I guess so. How long will we be in cryo?
Not long. About a month.
How about we do it the old-fashioned way? We could just set off and, I don't know, watch a movie marathon? Learn Garquelian?
Dax, are you feeling all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'll get the pods prepped. Guess it's back to the solo movie marathon, then.
Hello, my name's Harry. I hope you don't have any windows.
Hi, this is my friend Sally. Oh, hi.
Well, we're on this ship together for an 18 light-year trip.
Oh, yeah. That ship is amazing. Can't believe we're gonna be together.
I hope you don't die alone.
I hope you don't like grapes.
Oh, hi, Dax. How are you?
Fine. Just a bit bored.
Right.
Are you all right? I can hear...
No, it's just a bit of gunfire. Nothing to worry about.
Are you sure?
Long story short, Jolt got his disguise wrong.
Oh, no.
We were doing repairs on an uncontacted planet and he, built himself some camouflage. It was a great disguise. It just happened to be, the wrong one.
Uh-oh.
Well, if you're doing repairs on an uncontacted planet, it turns out you should probably check that they're... aren't two separate sentient species, and they're not, at war.
But he's all right, yeah?
Oh, no, he's fine. We're shielded.
Hey, Dax. How's it going?
We just sort of figured we'd stay hidden under this sand dune until they get bored and wander off.
Probably wise.
So, everything good with you?
Yeah, just bored. Everyone's in cryo.
You know what you need?
What?
A scorpion!
Charlie Chaplin had. 73 babies.
And he picked all of them up.
There's only so many times you can watch the same 10 remakes. Finally. Okay, beginning descent. Talking to myself. Oh, that's not right. Okay. Engines max. Leaving orbit. Trying to leave orbit. Oh, Bruce. Okay. Emergency landing it is.
Oh, what's going on? I feel rough.
Oh, cryoflu.
I don't think so. Everything just feels wrong.
There was something Automicon didn't bother to tell us.
What?
There's a concealed artificial gravity field built into this planet. No sign of it until you hit it, and then I'm guessing it's about 4 times Earth's standard gravity. I can mostly normalize it inside the ship, but outside we're going to struggle.
Right.
Kilner, I can't take off. I used a hell of a lot of fuel even landing safely. I don't know how we're going to get out.
Okay. First things first, let's get the job sorted and see what we can scope out. Then we can figure out what we need to do next.
Right, time to find a vending machine. It better have some decent snacks.
Well, we can't open the door too often. It definitely doesn't like the extra gravity.
Oh, Bruce.
We'll be fine. Maybe we just need to make a detour to fix the gravity generator too. They're pretty simple. Pretty much every settled planet has one.
Oh, Bruce.
I guess walking is a no then.
What do we do? We can't carry anything with us like this. I literally cannot lift up this toolbox.
Yeah. Wait, I have an idea.
Does it involve sitting down?
Actually, it does. Dax, drop down my workbench and get me some wheels. There.
What?
Our solution.
Roller skates.
They're motorized. And I've got a cart for my toolbox, too.
They look dangerous.
They'll be fine, probably. Might be a little fast. Okay. Dax, drop the ramp. 3, 2, 1.
Wow. How fast are we going, Dax?
I'd say approximately 2 miles per hour.
Well, at least they don't feel dangerous.
Well, they're not bad for something I made out of spare parts. They'll do.
Well, so long as the vending machine isn't more than 1/2 mile away.
You know what? We're actually in luck. Apparently it's just over there.
That's got to be more than 1 mile away.
Then we should get a move on.
So is there a faster setting, or...?
No, there isn't. Huh. Oh, hey, there's someone over there. Wow, they are...
ripped.
I think the traditional phrase is absolute unit.
Do you think if we stay here very long, we'll end up like that?
Super muscular? Maybe.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, hello there.
Hi, we're a bit stuck.
Oh, aren't we all?
What?
Sorry, I'm having a bit of a day.
Well, aren't we all?
I'm Kant. Welcome to Planet Apollo. You'll probably never leave.
What?
It started as a joke, but everyone who comes here stays. We just can't seem to take off. And every day it feels like we're getting weaker and more pathetic.
I mean, you look pretty strong.
Like, you're super ripped.
I've not increased my lift in months. I've reached a plateau, and it seems like the only way from here is down.
Oh, I'm sure that's not true.
Planet Apollo is one of the best places to train in the galaxy, and, well, I was hoping that with the lifting and the adrenaline, one thing might lead to another, but now, well, I'm just not good enough. We're trapped here, and it's my fault, and...
You came here with someone?
My training buddy, Lutar. We've always had a lot of chemistry, and we'd both wanted to come to Apollo since it opened, but, well, now we're both stranded. They feel so guilty, I can't even look him in the eye.
Oh, I'm sure they don't feel that way.
Anyway, we've been sent here to fix a vending machine?
Oh, right. I know where that is. Follow me.
So, how did you and Lutar meet?
Well, we were in the finals for Sector 9's strongest being in the Cardman-based category for obvious reasons. And his planet...
Oh, that's the vending machine, is it?
Yep.
It's...
very big.
It has to be. It's where most of the food in this district comes from.
Oh, Bruce. How are we going to get the front off?
I have an idea. But, Carnes, you're going to have to do something uncomfortable.
What?
We're going to rig up a pulley system while you get Lutar.
Oh, are you sure that's necessary?
I don't think we're going to be able to open this otherwise. It's incredibly heavy.
Oh, all right.
And then, afterwards... maybe we can think about getting off of this planet.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Very clever.
What?
Making them work together, so they actually have to talk to each other.
No, we actually will get crushed if we try and open this on our own.
Oh. And then how do we leave?
I'm working on it.
Right. Are you all right?
My tech isn't... really built for this level of gravity. It's kind of starting to break down.
What was that?
I think that was my left ankle.
Oh, Bruce, what are we going to do?
It's fine. I'll just try not to move too much.
Come on. You're better than this.
Carnes!
Lutar, how's it going?
I'm still not back up to 20s.
Oh, you'll get there, I promise.
I wish I could believe that. I just can't get past it. What about you? What's your max right now?
I've come to get you. We've got some visitors off-world.
Oh man, that sucks.
I thought we could give them a hand. They're repairmen. They might be able to help us.
Maybe.
Come on, you never know. They were really impressed with the size of the vending machine, like it's huge to them or something, so tiny.
Hello, it's me again. Sponsible. I love you. Please listen to this short message.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Patreon. Support your favorite repairman so we don't have to. Find the link in the show notes or at patreon.com/battlebirdprod. Automnicon. We own you.
Thank you very much for listening to that message. I'm glad I get to speak to you. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye!
So, what are we looking at? What do we need to do?
Okay, so this vending machine is, what, 20 feet tall? I reckon the imbalance is coming from the feet being slightly off level from the looks of things. These things are surprisingly sensitive. One small tilt and the whole thing could stop working.
So what do we need to do?
First things first, we're going to winch it a few centimetres off of the ground so we can see if there's an imbalance.
Right, but...
That's what the weightlifters are for.
Oh.
And then we can push something underneath to make sure it can't rock.
So this is basically just that thing where you stick a folded up piece of paper under a wobbly table?
Yeah, pretty much. If the table was capable of crushing you flat.
And then what?
Then we work on getting out of here.
Oh, is this them?
Ah, that's them. That's them over there. Hey, we're back.
You must be Lutar.
Yeah?
I've heard a lot about you.
Great. Could you both do me a favour and pull on this chain? We just need to lift this vending machine up so we can fix it.
I'm not sure I can. It's very heavy.
Come on, Lutar. You're the strongest being I know.
But you were always just that bit stronger. You always beat me in the heats.
That was a long time ago. Things have changed since then. Like, look at you. You're so powerful.
I can barely lift a 15 anymore.
Lutar, I can't even lift 12s most days. Come on, we can do it. Together.
The winch should help. All right then. And then we'll get out of this place.
Careful. Ugh. Careful.
Right. There's nothing underneath, so all we need to do is... There. You can let it down. Careful. There we go.
Right. Now that's sorted, let's get out of here.
So this is your ship?
Yeah, we've not been back in a while.
Looks okay. Pretty sturdy.
Yeah, just too heavy to fly. After we spent a couple of days here, we came out to repark it, and, well, we couldn't even get it off the ground.
After that, we just gave up. After a while, we couldn't afford to stay at the center anymore, so we
moved out. Moved away from each other.
I shouldn't have booked those tickets.
You didn't book the tickets. I did.
What?
I'm sure I did.
But...
All of this aside, what happened here? What happened to the gravity field?
There's a short video.
Of course there is.
Tired of the plateau provided by regular planets? Wondering why you don't get the same thrill out of training that you're used to? Bored of the limitations put upon you by your home planet's gravitational sphere? What you need is Planet Apollo. The only planet dedicated solely to athletic performance approval and weight training. Planet Apollo will test your limits, help you find that final push to get your body working to the max. Our high-tech artificial gravity field allows you to create the perfect atmosphere for high-intensity training, pushing your athletic prowess to the absolute limit. Book now!
That takes me back.
I told you at the time Automnifit wasn't a good idea.
And you've not exactly let me forget it.
Have you tried just asking them to turn down the gravity?
It all seems to be unmanned. There are droids that deliver things during the day, but they're pretty unfriendly.
We think the gravity unit is probably in the central compound, but we're not entirely sure how to get in. They have a state-of-the-art security system. We've all tried, but...
We're athletes, not engineers.
Great. Right. Guess we're gonna have to break in.
Break in? Can't you just, you know, pretend you've come to repair it?
That's still breaking in. Sounds like there's no one there to fool anyway.
Shame. I do like dressing up. We had to get into this Reptilicon Palace a few months ago, and we had these full skin suits, and it does seem a little weird to break into a place that Automnicon actually owns.
It's probably a franchise. We're fixing a bigger problem for them anyway.
Well, if you're sure.
I'm sure.
Guess I'll get the heist gear ready.
You have heist gear?
We have a lot of gear. Mostly it's just the same stuff and we give it different names. Oh, yeah, gravity. Ouch.
You stay there, I'll get you some WD-40 or something.
Isn't there any wildlife here? I'd expect something this late at night.
We've got a couple of hyper-dense animals, but, well, nothing can fly here. Mostly, we have tortoises.
Oh.
Really, really muscular tortoises.
How are you doing, Kilda?
I'm tired. Really tired.
It's a good thing we had that tool trolley.
It's not exactly a great form of transport.
Well, we can't risk your knees going as well. The repair bill will be...
You think I don't know that?
Sorry.
Sorry.
Oh, are you ready?
Yeah, I guess so.
Here we are.
This is their state-of-the-art security system.
This is it.
It's just a wall. A 15-foot wall.
Nobody's even gotten halfway.
Right. What?
Well, seeing as they didn't really seem to think all this through, I doubt these bricks are as hyperdense as they'd need to be.
Right.
So if we just chip away at the cement around a few of them, knock out some of the bricks near the bottom, the pressure on the wall might be enough to do it. There we go. Right, so what's next?
I guess we gotta go through that door. Looks like it's covered by a shutter.
Well, how are we gonna get through that?
Seriously? By lifting it.
Right. If we lever something underneath it to start, maybe we should be able to get some kind of grip. It's not even locked.
Yeah, well, it took three of us. And it was past that wall. And after being here for more than a month, you start to feel really pathetic. And then you don't even try. What now?
We need to find the control room.
Well, I'm glad they thought to put up maps. Looks like we've got... Oh, Bruce.
Two flights of stairs to climb.
Come on, we can do it. Kilner, are you...
Fine. I'm fine. We just need to get to the top.
We're nearly there.
It's the gravity, and you know it's the gravity. But you still kind of take it on board, right?
Yeah.
There's the control room.
Finally.
Seriously, that's just a big dial labeled gravity.
I mean, it only does one thing.
I guess, it just seems a little silly.
If you just turn it down to...
Oh, not again.
Okay, that's a little low. Can you turn it back up?
I can't reach.
Hang on, if I just... Sorry, Carnes, I'm going to have to bounce off of you. There. That feels normal, right?
I mean, I think.
Bruce, that feels better.
Carnes, Luthor, how are you doing?
I... Look at me lift this chair.
Look at me lift this desk.
Look at me lift this anvil. Why is this even here?
I feel fantastic. I feel like myself again.
Carnes, we can leave. We can finally leave.
We can finally...
Aww.
Anyway, we should get out of here. We're technically trespassing.
So that's it. That's all we needed to do.
Yeah, that was it.
Look at me lift this massive stack of turtles.
Carnes, you are amazing. That stack of turtles is tight.
Look at me! Look how high I can jump!
I'm lifting this whole tree and I'm not even breaking a sweat!
Just look at them,
yeah.
Jumping around like a couple of weird, incredibly muscular gazelles.
It's a beautiful sight. Come on, let's get back to the ship.
Well done. Woo!
Do you think Gorjomnicon will be annoyed with us?
Well, I don't know. I sent them a suggestion in my report.
Are you alright?
I'll be fine. I just...
Bruce, I'm tired. Do we have any more of that cheesecake-style spread?
I think so.
Want some?
Obviously.
Allows you to create the perfect atmosphere for high-intensity training, pushing your athletic prowess to the absolute limit. Have you tried our new gravity cheat day? On Tuesdays, our artificial gravity field is turned down to 1-to-1, providing you with a little R&R and allowing our visitors to land or take off. Book now!
Episode of We Fix Space Junk, Samantha Trapp was played by Rebecca Evans, Kilner was played by Beth Crane, Dax was played by Jack Carmichael, the Planet Apollo voice was Hedley Knights, Khans was played by Nathan Blades, Lutar was played by Evan Gulock, and Haraldson was played by James Carney. The episode also starred Vicky Barron and Sean Howard. The programme was written by Beth Crane and produced by Hedley Knights for Battlebird Productions. This series is dedicated to Steve Crane. We'd like to thank our patrons for their support, and especially say thank you to Barnacles and Alana E. We use the money from our Patreon to pay our actors and run the show, so we're eternally grateful for all that you do for us. To support We Fix Space Junk on Patreon, visit battlebird.productions or see the show notes.
Who is this?
It's me, Humphrey.
Oh, Miss Lamb. I thought you'd probably survive that mild disaster.
Is everything under control?
Oh, yes, yes. Penelope's working on it. Can't go into details, mind you, you know.
I was calling to find out your thoughts on Mr. King.
I'd say resoundingly negative, but I think you already knew that. What are you planning, Miss Lamb? A small coup, perhaps? A little light assassination?
We'll see.
Well, let me know. I'm sure I'd find the process entertaining.
I will. It's good to have you on side.
Oh, of course. How do you hang this thing up, Penelope?
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In the year 1889, there was nowhere in the world more exciting than London, England.
Three cheers for Inspector Lestrade and the bad boys of Baker Street themselves, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. John Watson!
Solved by Sherlock Bloody Holmes of 221B Baker Street.
Well, with any luck, we'll get a new brutal murder any day now.
God, I wish.
It's truly shocking you haven't solved anything in 5 years.
The boys are both out of town for some case about a dog in Dartmoor this weekend. Sincerely, Martha Hudson.
London's number two detective team just became number one.
Fox and Stallion. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at 224B Baker, or on our website, 224bbaker.com.
It's like they say, big breaks are 90% luck.
What's the other 10%?
Luck.